This is KUNC. The opioid overdose death rate along Colorado's eastern plains is quickly outpacing the statewide average. To address the problem, a group at the University of Colorado has created a program that seeks to change the culture around the treatment of opioid addiction. KUNC's Stephanie Daniel has more.
Morgan Hungenberg is giving me a tour of the Salud Family Health Center in Fort Morgan. She's young, bright-eyed, and energetic, and in the second year of her medical residency program.
So this is a typical exam room. So we have the exam table.
Hungenberg is training in family medicine.
Usually the patients sit here.
Soon she'll be able to prescribe buprenorphine, a medication-assisted treatment, or MAT, to patients with opioid use disorder.
The patient would be off of their opioids for 3 days. They would come in, they would get their first dose of the medication.
But in order to write a prescription, medical providers must take an 8 or 24-hour course. Then they receive a waiver from the Drug Enforcement Agency. Hungenberg just got hers, but there's a problem.
I'm able to prescribe it, but because I'm a resident, it means I'm still in training, so I have several supervising physicians, so I'm waiting for one of them to be able to prescribe it with me before I can start.
Nationally, there's a lack of doctors and nurses who can prescribe buprenorphine, and the Eastern Plains of Colorado is no exception. Enter the It Matters program,
which stands for Implementing Technology and Medication-Assisted Treatment and Team Training in rural Colorado.
Linda Zittelman is co-director of the High Plains Research Network at the University of Colorado Department of Family Medicine. The three-year federally funded study lays out a three-part approach to opioid addiction treatment. The first is to have 10 medical providers waiver to prescribe buprenorphine.
Which maybe doesn't sound like a lot, but it is.
And it's a goal they've already exceeded. The second is providing curriculum that trains the entire medical staff, from receptionists to medical assistants, on ways to better serve patients with opioid use disorder.
It's vital to train the entire practice team.
Lori Jarrell is a trainer with the High Plains Research Network.
And the reason I think why is this is an issue that's complex, and we all have personal and professional bias, thoughts, ideas, experiences with that.
40 health clinics in eastern Colorado and the San Luis Valley have already completed the team training, including the Salud Family Health Center. Sandy Garcia is the center director.
It takes the stigma away.
One of the main things we learned is that you have no idea what an opioid dependent or opioid addicted person looks like.
The High Plains Research Network also partners with care providers and communities in eastern Colorado to find the best ways to meet the health needs of those living in the region. About 50 miles northeast of Fort Morgan is the town of Sterling.
Vikes and Blue Heaven and Footballs and Monkey and Pancakes and Syrup.
Merritt Felzine is reading off of a beer coaster in her office at Northeastern Junior College.
Did you know that those are all terms for pain meds on the street?
No,
me neither.
The coaster is part of the Have You Met Matt awareness campaign, which is the third piece of It Matters, letting the community know that treatment is out there. The campaign was created by the High Plains Research Network's Community Advisory Council. Its members live in various Eastern Plains counties. They're teachers, business managers, students, farmers, and Felzine, a fourth-generation rancher.
Okay, so our work follows a pretty specific process. And the first process is really beginning to understand what is the situation and what do we need to know about this health issue.
The council targets a variety of issues, including asthma and colon cancer, and now opioid addiction and treatment. They meet quarterly to discuss a topic and then create educational materials like coasters and inserts and posters like this one featuring a black and white photo of a uniformed player holding a football in front of his face.
Sports are really important to us.
In bold green and white letters, it says deaths from opioid drug overdose increased 300% in eastern Colorado over the past decade.
We're small towns, we're small communities, we revolve around our schools and our schools' athletics. And so this is an image that looks like us. It could be one of our kids, likely is.
Thousands of these materials have been plastered all over their towns. You can find them in churches, restaurants, bars, banks, libraries, liquor stores, and pharmacies.
I've had a lot of patients really in the last few months saying they want to get off of opioids too.
Ben Bruner has a poster and some inserts on display at his pharmacy in the town of Brush in Morgan County.
So I think it is helping. I think it's kind of drawn attention saying, you know, there's a problem out there, and a lot of people probably shouldn't be taking these on a daily basis.
Researchers will ultimately survey community members, patients, and primary care practice teams, including Morgan Hungenberg, to determine the effectiveness of It Matters.
I think it's definitely needed, especially in rural areas. And if, as primary care physicians, we can provide that, we should be doing that.
But It Matters has already made an impact. The Colorado Office of Behavioral Health has included the waiver and the team training in the state's targeted response to the opioid crisis. So far, about 375 providers have requested a waiver from the DEA to prescribe buprenorphine, and 115 healthcare practices have or will soon receive the team training. Stephanie Daniel, KUNC.